Alright, folks, welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span, your daily dose of mind training goodness. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you reclaim your focus and conquer the mental clutter that's got us all feeling a bit scattered these days. Ever feel like there are just not enough hours in the day? Like you're constantly playing catch up and never quite getting ahead? You know, that feeling when you've got a million things on your to-do list, but your energy levels seem to be stuck in neutral? Well, if that sounds familiar, my friend, you're not alone. We've all been there, staring down the barrel of unfinished tasks and wondering where our motivation went. But here's the good news. Procrastination isn't some incurable disease. It's a habit, a pattern we can break with a little self-awareness and the right strategies. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming procrastination, giving you practical tools to get things done and reclaim your productivity power. 5 key takeaways to slay that procrastination dragon. First off, let's be honest. Sometimes procrastination is our subconscious trying to tell us something. It could be fear of failure, feeling overwhelmed, or even a lack of genuine interest in the task at hand. So, step 1, identify your procrastination triggers. What situations, thoughts, or feelings lead you down that rabbit hole of distraction? Once you've pinpointed your triggers, it's time to break things down. Overwhelm is often the enemy here. When a task feels gigantic and daunting, our brains go into shutdown mode. But remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Break those big projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. Suddenly, that mountain of work looks like a series of achievable steps, much less intimidating, right? Now, let's talk about the power of rewards. You know what motivates us? Positive reinforcement. After completing a chunk of your to-do list, treat yourself. Go for a walk, grab your favorite snack, or indulge in a few minutes of guilt-free scrolling. Make those accomplishments feel worth celebrating. Your brain will start associating work with good feelings, making it more likely to repeat the cycle. Ever heard the saying, fake it till you make it? Well, sometimes that works wonders for procrastination. Put on your productive playlist, find a quiet workspace, and even sit in a work posture, even if it's just for 15 minutes. This can trick your brain into getting into work mode, increasing your chances of actually getting started. Lastly, remember, be kind to yourself. We all have off days, and that's okay. Don't let one day of procrastination derail your entire week. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track tomorrow. Consistency is key, not perfection. Real-world example. Picture this. You've got a big presentation coming up next week, but you're feeling that dreaded procrastination creeping in. You know you need to start researching and outlining, but instead, you find yourself browsing social media or rewatching your favorite sitcom for the 10th time. Sound familiar? Maybe your trigger is fear of public speaking. That feeling of butterflies in your stomach when you think about presenting in front of an audience. Here's where our strategies come in. Identify. You realize that fear of public speaking is your biggest obstacle. Break it down. Instead of focusing on the entire presentation, break it into smaller tasks like researching key points, creating bullet points for each section, and practicing a brief introduction. Reward yourself. After completing each small task, reward yourself with a 15-minute break to do something you enjoy. Reading a chapter of your book, taking a quick walk, or listening to a song you love. Remember, even taking small steps towards your goal can build momentum and confidence. Summary and key takeaways. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful techniques to conquer procrastination and reclaim your productivity. Remember, it's about understanding your triggers, breaking down tasks, celebrating achievements, utilizing the fake it till you make it mindset, and most importantly, being kind to yourself. Call to action. I want to hear from you. Share your biggest procrastination struggles and triumphs in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, do me a solid, hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who could use a little productivity boost. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, keep those minds focused and those goals within reach. Remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.